TD Industrial Coverings in Sterling Heights, Michigan, makes nylon coverings for the robots used in auto assembly plants. But when the three major American automakers nearly went bankrupt in 2008, President Mark Dandretta had to lay off more than 75% of his workers.
After that experience, I never want to go through that again. So we decided to take what it is we do really well and try to map it outside of the automotive industry, which, you know, as a cut and sew shop, led us to apparel.
That's right, apparel. Dandretta is among a small but growing number of Michigan business people venturing into the garment trade as a way to diversify beyond the auto sector.
I keep them physically separated just so that we've got a distinction between what happens in the apparel area and what happens in the industrial area. And we actually move sewers in and out depending on workload and how much volume we've got. And so it's that balancing of the resources that is allowing us to really to get into the apparel business.
Today, Mark's sewers are working on corsets for cocktail waitresses. They'll go to a Chicago casino when finished.
And so here you can see, you know, we've got boning sewn inside so that it stays upright.
Dandretta says his company is hiring, but it's having trouble finding enough skilled workers. Supervisor Yelena Gazian is testing a job applicant. Gazian feels she has more job security today, now that the company has work in more than one sector.
Because it's more opportunity to have more customers, more jobs, more workers. So it's better for us.
And better for Michigan.
Very good. That's what I want to hear.
Eleanor Fush is an economic development planner and helped launch the Michigan Garment Industry Council in 2011. It helps small garment operations across the state connect with each other to develop their business.
We want this to be one of the many industries that leads to the diversification of Michigan's economy, making it stronger in the long run. Those that are involved, they see that it's not the answer, but it is part of the answer for the state as a whole.
Michigan clothing designer Bonnie Foley thinks apparel manufacturing could one day provide more jobs in Michigan than many of its other non-automotive industries.
We have the music industry, Motown, but that really doesn't bring jobs to anyone. So the only viable industry that I see right now that I see growing around me is the garment industry. I suppose I could send this little lace dress to China. I suppose we could. But I mean, all these flowers are handcrafted.
Apparel manufacturing accounts for less than $5 million of Michigan's economy. But the state wants to eventually rebrand itself as a manufacturing center for clothing made in the USA. And it plans to get there one stitch at a time. Mona Rabi, VOA News, Sterling Heights, Michigan.